In 2020, they revealed their hand like never before, all across the world. They imprisoned us in our homes. They closed our churches. They imposed a deadly abortion-tainted vaccine. They broke up families. They destroyed jobs and made us poorer. The goal is a world which is depopulated, impoverished, and enslaved. They want to eliminate 7 billion people. Will you be one of them? Dear friends, this is a U.S. election year. And in normal times, an election is the moment when ordinary people can take back control of their nation's destiny. But these are not normal times. Across the globe, men and women are waking up to the alarming truth that governments no longer serve God or the people. At LifeSiteNews.com, we are committed to bringing you the unvarnished truth about world affairs, the truth that the mainstream media will never give you. Truth is what we live for. It's the air we breathe. And the truth of what humanity is facing is horrifying. Globalist elites are hell-bent on using the power of national governments to carry out a worldwide cull of human beings. That means a cutting down of the population of human beings. They are pledged to bring the world population down from nearly 8 billion people to just 1 billion. That's right, you heard me right. According to these plans, 7 billion people must be eliminated. Will you or your children be among those eliminated? So you might think that this can't possibly be true, but the 1 billion limit is no secret. Look at all these recent words from Dennis Meadows, one of the authors of Limits of Growth, the 1972 manifesto for global depopulation sponsored by the Club of Rome. He said, and I quote, "We're going to have 1 billion people. We have to get back down. That's what lies ahead." The man who said these words knows exactly what they have in store for us. The Club of Rome is an elite globalist outfit founded in 1968 and dedicated to making sure that 7 billion people, like you and me, don't have a future. Here's what Meadows foresees for you and your family. Famines, epidemics, revolutions, dictatorships, and a lower standard of living. Radical climate change activist Hans Schellnhuber, who was, by the way, appointed to the Pontifical Academy of Sciences in 2014, echoes the 1 billion target. The carrying capacity of the planet, he says, is below 1 billion people, end quote. Schellnhuber advocates mass education of women, that is, indoctrination and shaming, to reduce the birth rate. Nearly a century ago, H.G. Wells, an advocate of a globalist eugenic state, put it starkly. He said, and I quote, "Those swarms of blacks, browns, and dirty white and yellow people will have to go." So they avoid that language today, of course, but their goal is unchanged. We are going to have 1 billion people. We have to get back to down to that. That's what lies ahead. They will do this by coercing and shaming men and women into having fewer children, and they will seek to kill those that they deem surplus to requirements. Since the time of H.G. Wells, they have killed more than 1 billion babies in the most horrendous mass killing in human history. Of course, abortion. As the world population continues to grow, they desperately need to up the killing if they want to achieve their goal. LifeSite News has the data and analysis that is exposing the globalist Goliath's real agenda. In 2020, they revealed their hand like never before, all across the world. They imprisoned us in our homes. They closed our churches. They imposed a deadly abortion-tainted vaccine. They broke up families. They destroyed jobs and made us poorer. The goal is a world which is depopulated, impoverished, and enslaved. No decent person wants to see this future. But the globalists have always relied on the mainstream media to make sure that normal people never even suspected the scale or the wickedness of their plan. But something has changed. The mainstream media has lost its monopoly on information. LifeSite News is getting the truth out to millions of people worldwide. We tell you what the establishment media is desperately trying to hide. We give you the information that the politicians don't want you to hear. We give you the tools that you need to fight back. And this is why your support for LifeSite News has never been so crucial. LifeSite has been exploring the globalist agenda for nearly 30 years. We have been mocked as conspiracy theorists, but we have always been vindicated because we've always told the truth. Our many journalists all across the world have fearlessly stood up against the greatest totalitarian threat the world has ever seen. And we will never give in. We will never back down. But we need your help. Without your financial support, we cannot keep up our global effort for faith and freedom. You know, there's a saying, great is the truth and it prevails. All human history testifies to this fact, and that is why the forces of evil always use censorship. It is the only thing that buys them a little more time. That is why today we are under threat from censorship like never before. When the globalist World Economic Forum met at Davos this January, the priority for the world's most powerful people was how to stop people like you and me sharing the truth with each other. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, what a name, eh? Von der Leyen, she sure is lion. The European Union is, she said, quote, focusing on improving the system where the people will get the facts right. We don't speak about opinions. We are not correcting anyone's opinions or language. Yeah, this is about facts, end quote. Well, this is straight out of Orwell's 1984. They will make us get their facts right. The truths dearest to our hearts, the truths about God, life, and family, will be ruthlessly suppressed as just opinions. Because they know that when we tell the truth, we win. That's why they want to strip LifeSite News of our ability to raise money and to reach our audience. Internews president and CEO Jean Bugo told her fellow World Economic Forum collaborators, and I quote, disinformation makes money and we need to follow that money. A lot of those dollars go to pretty bad content. So you can work really hard on exclusion lists or inclusion lists just to really try to focus their ad dollars toward the good news and information, the accurate and relevant news and information, end quote. Make no mistake, this is about cutting off truthful media and returning to the dominion of globalist-controlled media outlets. That is why LifeSite News needs your support today. To stay on the field of battle and to keep up our sacred war for God and freedom against the globalist juggernaut, we must have your support today. LifeSite News must not be taken out at this point in the game. Our combination of fearless investigative journalism, authentically Christian coverage, and truly global reach cannot be found anywhere else. We must be able to spread God's truth with freedom today. Please give now when your donation can make a huge difference to the great battle for life. This is only the beginning of the struggle. There are more dangers ahead than those behind us. And we need your financial support to build up strength for the battles ahead. Here are some of the dangers immediately on the horizon. The 2024 U.S. election will decide who governs the most powerful nation on earth. Bad results could mean a massive advance for the globalist forces of death. There's World War III is closer than ever as flashpoints conflicts continue in Ukraine and the Holy Land. Infiltration by globalists is turning once Catholic bodies like the Pontifical Academies for Science and Life into new bastions for Satan's war against life. A massive worldwide push for euthanasia will make end-of-life murder as common as abortion. The elderly, disabled, and even the depressed are in immediate danger. The extension of the abortion killing fields to Africa is imminent unless we take urgent action right now. Deadly new censorship attempts could take down pro-life, pro-family media forever. These are unprecedented times. The sky grows darker. That is why you need to support LifeSite News today. At the beginning of World War II, Winston Churchill issued this warning. He said, and I quote, "If we fail, then the whole world, including that all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science." End quote. What he said then is even more true now. We cannot afford to lose this fight. If LifeSite News can continue to spread the truth, there is hope for humanity. We can bring the light of truth to people's hearts and minds, and we can flourish again in freedom and prosperity and the knowledge of God. But if LifeSite News fails in our mission to spread the truth, and without your support, we certainly will fail, then Churchill's warning will come to pass. We will enter a new dark age, and none of us will live to see it end. They want to eliminate 7 billion people. Will you and I be among them? Please, please donate today. And thank you for all your support, which makes the continuation of LifeSite News and our mission possible. Every donation given goes straight towards maintaining our global news output advocacy, and we get 100% of our support from ordinary donors just like you. Please donate today with your most generous donation. May God bless you and your families, and may we all live to see a new age of peace and freedom.